The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties, and a lot of those cities, believe it or not, have properties for under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first property out of state in the next 4 months, I encourage you to apply to my out-of-state coaching program. I purchased properties out of state, and it's absolutely changed my life completely. The same is possible for you too. You simply need the right information. That's all it takes. My program will provide you the hands-on support and a step-by-step process to buy that first property within 4 months. So go to outofstatemoney.com to apply today. Again, outofstatemoney.com to apply today, and I look forward to talking to you soon.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
Hey, are you struggling to manage your real estate business right now? Are you using various spreadsheets and random tools and systems that aren't connected and really aren't helping you at all? If this sounds like you, you need a partner like Baselane. Baselane is the number one banking platform that's built for real estate investors. So whether you have one property, whether you have 100 properties, we all know the job of the landlord is never done. You need a tool where you can effectively manage your business. Baselane's banking platform is built for your real estate business. It's banking, online rent collection, bookkeeping, analytics, and so much more. And it's all in one place. So with Baselane, you don't have to worry about going through these various spreadsheets and tools. You can do it all right here. Also, it's 100% free. So you can take control of your rental property business and your finances and ultimately increase your rental income. We know that's what it's all about. So you can join a group of over 40,000 real estate investors who trust Baselane to manage their rental property with confidence. Opening an account takes just a minute, so go over to baselane.com/Sam right now and sign up for a chance to win a $500 Amazon gift card. So that's baselane.com/Sam. Again, baselane.com/Sam. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast, episode 215. Before we jump in, please be sure to leave a rating and review for the show. I always enjoy listening to you all, and leaving a rating and review takes less than 30 seconds and it actually helps us out a lot. It helps us go up in the rankings. It helps us to reach more people and spread this message all over the world. So I look forward to seeing your rating and review. I look forward to shouting you out. I'm so excited for this episode. A lot of important information that we'll be covering. So without further ado, let's get into it. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. We're going to jump right into it. So you may have heard already, but the Federal Reserve has delayed interest rate cuts once again. So in this episode, I'm going to share how this impacts you as a home buyer and what you can do to position yourself for success despite the current interest rate issue that we're having. And the reality of it is, y'all, interest rates have been super high the last couple of years. So let's just put that out there and be honest. Right. And I know for many of you listening, it's prevented you from being able to buy a property, whether it's an investment property or whether it's a property that you plan to live in. So I'm going to talk about some solutions as well. So let's get right into it. So the first thing is I want to take a look at the transcript or read from the transcript of the press conference with Jerome Powell. So it says the committee decided at today's meeting to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 5.25% to 5.5% and to continue the process of significantly reducing our securities holdings. It goes on to say the committee does not expect it will be appropriate to reduce the target range until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably down towards 2%. So there's one thing I want to make very clear and one thing I want to get straight that some of you may not be aware of. So the federal funds rate does not actually set mortgage rates. However, the mortgage interest rates are impacted as the federal funds rate goes up and down. And so what we've seen over the last few years is that as the federal funds rate has gone up, so have mortgage interest rates. So again, it doesn't set it, but they tend to move in the same direction. So the transcript goes on to say, if the economy evolves as projected, the median participant projects that the appropriate level of the federal funds rate will be 4.6% at the end of this year, 3.9% at the end of 2025, and 3.1% at the end of 2026, still above the median long-term federal funds rate. So what you'll notice is that the federal funds rate is scheduled to go down steadily towards the end of this year and little by little over the next few years. So what this means is that mortgage interest rates should go down a little bit based on what we're seeing here. It shouldn't be anything incredibly significant in the short term, but little by little over the long term. So a lot of you are probably thinking now, all right, interest rates are going to fall. That means I can buy a house. It'll be easier for me to buy a house. You're partially correct. And I'm going to explain why you're partially correct. So according to Jerome Powell, the housing market is in a very challenging situation right now. Problems associated with the low mortgage rate lock-in and high mortgage rates and all that, those will abate as the economy normalizes and as rates normalize, he said. Referring to the mismatch between something approaching 90% of homeowners with mortgage rates below 6% and the current market offering above 7%. This last point is very important and we're going to expand on it. So the last point he mentioned was, but we'll still be left with a housing market nationally where there is a housing shortage. Now, depending on what source you're looking at, we're between 3.5 to 5.5 million housing units short, which is a huge problem. And then if you've been listening for a while, you've heard me talk about the challenge of inventory on a national level. Obviously, on a local level, that varies. Like some places have decent inventory, but many do not. And again, a lot of homeowners have rates below 6%. So whenever rates do start to drop, technically it's possible that some of those homeowners will be more motivated to sell. However, we have a situation where people bought their houses before the prices started going up like crazy. And also, like, there's people who have very low interest rates. So, you know, homes are at all-time highs. And in some cities, folks feel like they can't afford a house at these new prices, even if the rates drop. So I think this is really going to be dependent on where you are. Not every single area had crazy appreciation over the last few years. So, you know, in my opinion, will lowering interest rates significantly increase inventory? The answer is it depends. It really depends. So I'm curious to know what you think. Do you think inventory will get better if the rates drop significantly over time? Let me know. I'm curious to hear what you think. So the next thing, y'all, that I want to go over is some things that you should consider in this current real estate market that can help you to still succeed and find some opportunities, all right? So the first thing that I would consider is consider properties that have been on the market for a long time. So whether or not the price has dropped, you can always offer below the price that is listed. Some sellers might be desperate and you never know. They might really want to get the property off their hands and give you a good price and a good opportunity. If you check out my YouTube channel, I actually go over some examples of listings and things like that. So definitely make sure you tap in over there. Same thing, Black Real Estate Dialogue. But on the YouTube channel, I actually go through different examples, look at listings and say what I would do and things like that. But that's something that you want to look out for, right? And many times homes are just overpriced, right? A lot of times homes are overpriced and that's why they're sitting on the market, because folks can't find anybody who will buy it at the price that they feel is worth. So, you know, some sellers are being a little bit unrealistic. So the second thing that I recommend you do is consider properties that need some work. So if you're a newer investor, you can start with properties that need cosmetic repairs. So things like floors, paint, cabinets, things like that, that don't take a super long time to get done and can be turned around fairly quickly, right? So that's something else that I recommend. And obviously in the midst of all this, you need to do your research, make sure you're buying in a desirable area, whether you're renting it out or whether you're living in it. And I really just want to encourage you to think outside of the box. The traditional way of thinking is not going to work in this particular market, right? This is a different time than it was 4 or 5 years ago. So just want to push you to think about some of those things. All right. So I want to talk about some things that are very concerning to me in real estate, and they're happening right now. So let's just be straight up with it. There's a lot of FOMO out there, fear of missing out. A lot of you feel that if you don't buy a home right this second, that you'll never have the opportunity again. And don't get me wrong, this is a real estate show. This is a real estate platform. I advocate for home ownership, and I want everyone of you listening to have a home, you know, to have some rental properties. This is what I want for you. But the worst thing you can do is buy a home and regret the decision based on something that was in your control or based on something that you decided to ignore. I want you to avoid that as much as possible. So according to a survey, 90% of millennial homeowners have regrets about their home purchase. So the leading one was bad location, which does not surprise me. And if you've been listening for a while, I always tell you, do your best to invest in a growing or established area that's heading in the right direction. That's one thing I always say. And so it does not surprise me that that is the number one regret that people have. The next regret is bad neighbors. And this is a tough one for me because things can switch up, right? And this is something that you don't necessarily have control over. So for example, let's say you're buying a property for whatever purpose, and the neighbors are cool, you know, as you're looking at the property and going through the process, people are nice, people are welcoming, and, you know, they seem fine. That's great. But sometimes people switch up. Sometimes the neighbors change, right? Like people might move and you might have new neighbors that you can't stand. And obviously as somebody who's living in the home, it impacts you more than if you are an investor. But the point I'm trying to make is there's not really much you can do about that, in my opinion. But that's a tough one. And the next regret in this survey was an interest rate that's too high. So many people, y'all, over the last couple of years overpaid for a property. So they got into bidding wars. They paid way more than the asking price. And even worse, they paid way more than the house appraised for just because they wanted to get into a house so bad. A lot of those people, unfortunately, are in tough positions and might have to sell the house, you know, because they cannot sustain the mortgage. And the mistake I see a lot of people making is they're just looking at what they're qualified for. But it's important to look at the mortgage, taxes, insurance payment, et cetera, within the context of your entire household budget, right? And not just looking at it from the perspective of not looking at it in isolation. That's the worst thing you can do. You want to make sure it's sustainable. You want to make sure you still have money left over to do different things, to save and so forth, right? So again, that doesn't surprise me at all. And you know, if you are approved, just don't buy the top of your budget. It's rarely a good decision to buy the top of your budget. And you know, if you've been listening for a while, I've spoken about that quite a lot. And the next mistake, which I thought was pretty interesting, is outgrowing the home too quickly. So this, I'm assuming, is for those who are living in a particular house. So two things come to mind when I hear outgrowing the home too quickly. For some, perhaps the family has expanded faster than anticipated, and it's just not really comfortable or feasible or sustainable to stay inside of that particular property. So I understand that happens, right? I'm also wondering if some of these folks who are saying they outgrew the home too quickly, if they're just simply dissatisfied and want to upgrade the lifestyle and things of that nature faster than the intended plan. And lifestyle creep is something to be very, very careful of, you know, especially in these economic times. And so if you have a house that is fine and works for what you need to do right now and where your life is at right now, even though you may not love the house, if it's fitting your needs, might be the best thing to just stay there. But obviously, that's up to you. And the last regret in this survey that I want to talk about is buying in an area that changed too much. I think this ties in with bad location, because a lot of folks are not really doing their due diligence. A lot of folks are not really doing the research that it takes. So things like going to or looking at the replays, transcripts of city council meetings, connecting with local investors or home buyers, if you're looking to buy in an area that you're not from or you're not familiar with, getting your feet on the ground yourself or having somebody else do some of that groundwork or help you out with that, right? It's on you to make sure that you are investing in a place that is heading in the right direction. And that is what I strongly recommend, because if you just buy a house sight unseen and you've never been to the area, then it's possible that you will have some regrets and you might end up being one of these people who buy in an area that's changed too much in a bad way. You know, sometimes there are things you cannot control. Neighborhoods go through transitions, but you just want to make sure to do your homework as much as possible. So overall, as we wrap up, one thing we do know is interest rates may go down a little bit towards the end of the year, or they could possibly push it back again or delay it once again. There are folks who predicted that by now in Q1, we would have been getting ready for our first rate cut, but it looks like that's not going to happen right now, and they could continue to push it back. So I just want you to think outside of the box. You know, interest rates may come down, they may not. And when they do, it might be extremely, extremely a non-significant amount. So just keep that in mind. All right. Just want to encourage you all, focus on what you can control, save your money, continue to listen to this show and educate yourself and get ready for when your opportunity comes. But don't feel pressured to do something that you're not ready to do, or to do something that doesn't make financial sense. All right. Thank you all so much for tapping in. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.